This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. How you doing? It's Friday.
How you doing?
It's Friday. You already missed the montage. Listen, I can't believe it's not still going on. We just went on and on and on. Bryn was like inspired today. He played every song that's ever been in the thing.
And I mixed it up too.
Yeah, you did.
Different order.
You're amazing. How do you do it?
You don't have to know.
How does he do it?
I don't know. No answer. How do you do it?
It's computers.
Oh, I see.
Buttons.
Hey, we have Dave Matthews Band tickets for you if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697. Nicole's got the phones over there. Call number 9-800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets for Dave Matthews at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on September the 10th. That's this coming Tuesday. So if you love Dave Matthews, now's your chance to call in. Hey, I wanted to mention really fast, here at Entercom, we are kicking off Mental Health Week, the start of National Suicide Prevention Week, and as part of our multi-platform year-long I'm Listening campaign, the broadcast is going to air nationwide this Sunday at 7 a.m. across more than 235 stations and through each station's live stream on radio.com in their respective time zones. So here on the Alice, 7 a.m., we encourage you to listen to that. I'm Listening.
And we have the suicide prevention hotline, 1-800-273-TALK.
At 7:30, we're going to hear a new John Mayer song.
I can't wait.
Carry Me Away is what it's called.
It's good.
There's a video out for it, too. It's a very laid back, documenting his recording process. You see him laying down tracks, chilling with a dog.
I don't know. You know, Jane was posting pictures of her with him yesterday, and I don't know if that means, Jane, our favorite afternoon radio show host, number one across the country.
Jane.
I don't know if she was with him yesterday or if that was like a past
throwback,
weekend.
A throwback thing. Right.
But it's in, she was posting that because of the new song, so they may have been hanging out yesterday.
You may have.
Maybe. I heard through Michael's door, I could hear him playing John Mayer. Yeah.
His most recent studio album was 2017's The Search for Everything. He has put out a couple of singles. I guess I just feel like back in February in 2018, we heard New Light. And earlier this year, he became an executive producer for an ABC series based on his song Heart of Life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's about?
I'm going to say it's the meaning of life. Heart of Life.
Okay.
Anyway, at 7:30, be listening for it. The song is called Carry Me Away. It's a new John Mayer song, and you get to hear it. Antonio Brown. It's funny because I don't know all that many football players. You know, I like football. It's fine. I'll tell you a couple guys on the Pats, and that's it. But this Antonio Brown dude, it's like I know way more than, I mean, he, what a little bitch.
So let me give you a little bit of history.
Yeah, please.
Antonio Brown is a guy who was not highly ranked coming out of college. So he wasn't someone that, he wasn't a big name. He went to the Steelers, and he's become, through his time with Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers quarterback, one of the best players out there. He also was someone who was in trouble a lot for things on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that a lot of these football programs are like, we don't talk about our business. We don't bring
just
the phones into the room.
Stop tweeting.
Yeah, don't tweet all the stuff. And he was very often someone who was doing that.
Is that why he was let go? Just sort of
he ended
trouble.
Up in a serious argument with his quarterback, and they finally said, you're out of here.
Enough of you.
They traded him to the Raiders, and the Raiders, he's a really good player. But the Raiders knew what they were taking on when they got him. This is a guy who has a history of problems.
Right.
And then, as you've seen through this first part of this preseason, he didn't take the field. He was saying his helmet, Now, this is a guy who showed up apparently at training camp in a hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. He did.
He did.
I remember you said that, yeah.
So he's a wide receiver diva.
Right.
A
receiver diva.
He's has a history of this stuff.
Well, the first thing I ever heard from him is that frostbite story.
Right.
You know,
the cryotherapy.
He didn't have the right booties on or something.
Right.
And he's like, boy, why are my feet hurting me so much?
His feet were burned.
Right.
Because he wasn't wearing the protective socks.
So he's just turned everything about the Raiders lately into a circus. First the frostbite from the cryotherapy chamber. Then he's missing practices because he refused to wear an approved helmet, which became a whole, you know, thing, a hubbub in the, you know, the league says, yes, you have to. He says, no, I don't.
So the final, there were a few holdouts using the old helmets, and everybody, including your boy Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers was another holdout who finally had to switch his helmet over. And this dude, they all have to get these helmets that are better protected. That's one of the big issues facing the NFL is these head injuries.
And they basically said, look, you get that helmet on and you show up at practice or you're off the team. And so finally he had acquiesced. Last I heard was he's going to wear the helmet and he's going to practices. So then he doesn't go to practice. And he got fined for missing a practice. So that got him into a heated exchange with the Raiders GM, Mike Mayock. And he threatened to hit Mike Mayock in the face. He even had to be held back by teammates. Mm-hmm. And then he punted a ball and said, fine me for that. Obviously threatening your GM. Mm. Not a great move.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, ESPN is saying the Raiders are planning on suspending him. They can sit him for up to 4 games without pay for conduct detrimental to the team. That would cost him about $1 million a game. But he could lose more than that because there's talk the Raiders are just going to cut him.
So some of the speculation, and I don't, you know, you and I each have an agent,
mm-hmm.
our own separate yep. agents, but that's because these contracts become way out of our
yeah,
league
we're
to
kids.
Deal with.
We can't deal with that.
So that these sport contracts are even more intricate.
Right.
And there's from some of the talk is because of the suspension, because of some of the things that have happened, the Raiders may be able to get out from under
yep.
the guaranteed money that's in the contract.
He's supposed to get more than $30 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, and
wow.
a suspension could allow them to void his guarantee. So he'd keep that $1 million signing bonus, and that would be it.
So the speculation is the Raiders love this because it's keeping their name in the news. They're not going to be in the news for winning.
No.
So that's a reality they're up against.
And the only other news they're in for is the bad news where they're leaving their town. People are joking that he'll wind up on the Pats, but people might be a little gun shy. This is a dude who's sort of spectacularly left, or would have if he leaves the Raiders, leaves two teams in a year. That might make people a little hesitant to bring him in. And for what it's worth, Antonio Brown unfollowed the Raiders and quarterback Derek Carr on Instagram. And speaking of social media, he recently posted about the helmet drama, suggested the whole thing was a marketing stunt. O.J. Simpson's weighing in on this. He's frustrated with Brown because he's got him on his fantasy team.
Oh, God.
You know it's bad when O.J. Simpson is like, come on, man.
Well, look, I mean, you know, someone like John Gruden, who's the coach of the Raiders, on one hand, you want good players on your team.
Yep.
You want
that
guy to go out there and catch footballs and score touchdowns. So, but then all this drama.
They haven't even played a game yet.
And if you can get out from under a big contract and maybe avoid some of this grief heading into Vegas, you want to show up in Vegas in a good way.
Yeah. I'm sure every Raiders fan in Oakland right now and everywhere is going, could you just go play? You big jerk.
Wow.
Speaking of NFL, the stadiums all got ranked recently. There were a whole bunch of different categories.
Oh, okay.
SeatGeek released their annual stadium guide, and thousands of NFL fans all weigh in on this stuff. Everything from where's the best food to where's the worst bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And things like atmosphere and other things. So first things first, which stadiums have the nastiest bathrooms?
So the way you said that, the best food and the worst bathrooms is like, oh, so full circle.
Sure. The whole, there it is.
In and out. Got
right.
Is it one and the same?
You know what? It is.
Is
the worst
really?
Food. So, look, I'm going to start with number one because we're talking about them. The worst bathrooms, according to NFL fans who go to games, is the Oakland Raiders.
Bummer. We've heard that before.
Yeah, that they're just awful.
Well,
and
it's old and the plumbing, right? And they flood.
They're number three on the worst food list.
Oh.
So you get the crappy food and you got to run to the crappy bathroom.
Have you gone to the bathroom over there at the Coliseum?
I have not. Have you?
Oh, yeah, many times.
And?
I don't, you know, I'm a boy. I get to pee.
That's
yeah,
true.
I've gone to the bathroom many times there. I've never had a problem.
Everything flushed or you were able to get away from the flood.
Yeah.
But they did have that flooding of the, was it the dugouts that flooded, I think?
There was something. Yeah.
Anyway, that look, everybody's known that stadium needs to be replaced for many years, and it's been a long work in progress. That's why the Raiders are leaving. They couldn't get the stadium replaced.
Right.
And the A's are trying to get their new spot put in, and that stadium will that'll be bulldozed as soon as the team stop using it.
Coming in at number two on both lists, worst bathroom and worst food, is the LA Rams, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. But they're getting a new stadium,
That's
right?
being built, yes.
So
in LA?
Yeah.
Yes, in I think it's Inglewood, right?
Oh, okay.
And then Washington, FedEx Field, got the third worst bathrooms, and they got the number one worst food. And then the Bills were number four for the worst bathrooms, and the Bengals were number five for the worst bathrooms. As for the best bathrooms, the Falcons' brand-new Mercedes-Benz Stadium topped the list, followed by the Colts' Lucas Oil Field and the Dallas Cowboys' AT&T Stadium. Falcons also landed the best score for in-stadium food.
You know what? The Falcons, the owner, his name's Arthur Blank. He's the guy who owns Home Depot. And they own their last stadium was brand new only like 20 years ago.
Right.
And then he already flipped it and built another new one.
Got to get the,
so
you know,
some
cutting
teams
edge.
Got it all.
Yep.
And if you're the Bills or what are you going to do?
Right.
You're in Buffalo.
The Falcons got the best score for in-stadium food. Green Bay Packers were second, and then the Cowboys. Washington. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that name. They have the worst atmosphere. Bengals are second worst, followed by the Rams, the Jets, the Niners, and the Giants.
Niners?
Niners' worst atmosphere. They're number four for worst atmosphere. Huh. Green Bay got the best score for stadium atmosphere.
Well,
I actually think I always hear that Seattle's stadium is just great atmosphere.
They do have. They try to sell that 12th man thing.
Well, good for them. It's working.
Yeah.
The Chiefs were second for best stadium atmosphere, and the Saints were third, Falcons fourth, and Cowboys fifth. So there's a bunch of data on this, and everybody's ranked at SeatGeek.com. And last night, opening night of the NFL season, there was one moment that's sort of funny. During a punt before the end of the first half, an NBC mic picked up a private conversation between two players on the sidelines. They don't even know which two players it was. It was just that, Al Michaels is on the screen, and there's a conversation happening. And it's his reaction is the funny part about it, because you can't even really make out what they're saying because it's bleeped. The basic gist of the conversation was one player telling another that he'd never experienced a certain probing sensation around the backside of his anatomy.
Okay.
So that happened on TV. It's hard to make out even you can tell it's a little difficult even
I've
with
never
the
sat on anything.
Mm.
And what is the other person's?
They don't say anything, but Al Michaels chuckles. So
does Al say anything like, "Oh, you really got to try that"? Or
no, it is. So it's unclear who was talking to who, but Al Michaels heard it, and he got a kick out of it. So Dorian, you mentioned the big storm that's happening. Tyler Perry is a guy who puts his money where his mouth is. He's got a seaplane, and he's loaded it up a bunch of times.
Great.
And sent it there and brings people back in the empty plane afterward. He's coming through in a big way. TMZ is reporting that he's using his personal seaplane, flying relief supplies to the Abaco Islands, part of the Bahamas, which were hardest hit by the hurricane this week. His plane made two trips yesterday. He hopes to send several more shipments. He's providing water, juice, sleeping bags, diapers, various hygiene products, and just a lot of basic necessities, it sounds like. On the return trips, they're bringing back passengers, including small children, a pregnant woman, and others who needed medical attention. And there's actually, I've read a lot of stories where people are donating huge sums of money to help with this, but I thought this is worth mentioning. This is
a guy
who's got a little seaplane. I guess he's actually based in Nassau. That's a Bahamas thing, right?
Oh, I thought he was based out of Atlanta.
He is, but the plane is registered
to
Nassau.
Okay.
So maybe he flies back and forth from there. And so he's clearly got an investment in that island, and he's or the islands, and he's helping out, doing his part. Thank you, Tyler Perry.
Another celebrity that is helping out, pseudo celebrity, reality celebrity, is Bethany Frankel.
Oh, what's she doing?
She's renting jumbo planes and flying out supplies there as well. And she's done this many times for disasters over the years.
That's nice.
It is very nice.
Yeah. And a lot of times
no one wants to
need.
Talk about her because she's a whack job and who cares about a reality show. But the lady's worth $100 million. She's
skinny girl.
Exactly.
Skinny
all
girl.
The skinny girl stuff. And she's doing good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice. It's good to see people putting their money where their mouth is and actually trying to help people. I don't know if this is going to be the way it's all going to go now, but I think this is sort of a cool idea. Jeremy Renner has launched an Amazon storefront. And I don't know, is this something that people do? Like you can go see, you know, what's Tom Cruise into? It's basically the things that he likes on Amazon. He had an app and someone managed to hack it and get in there and sort of an F with things. So he shut down the app. And then I guess Amazon said, hey, come do it over here. Put your platform on here. And it's called the Jeremy Renner Store.
So what is it again? So all the things that he...
It is. Let's see. They announced Thursday that Jeremy Renner now has his own celebrity store. It showcases pics and fashions from not just from Jeremy, but other people that he likes as well.
So it's Pinterest.
Oh,
it's Pinterest, except that you click and buy it. You're on Amazon.
Right. But I'm saying that's what I thought Pinterest was. Like if you had a page that could be viewed by others. When I looked at that, I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. So I could tell other people this is the kind of specialized mountain bike I ride. Shame. This is the kind of skateboard I ride. Shit, you know what I mean? Or this is, that's what I thought it was. I didn't realize.
It's really just a place for you to save stuff.
Right, but I'm saying if you're picking the things that you like, recipes you're into, that's then someone goes to your page, especially if you're known, or more importantly, an actual celebrity, then you'd be, people would be, you're essentially plugging things from your page. Yeah.
So I wonder if what his percentage, like if they click it from his page, he gets 10 cents or, you know, I don't know what it would be.
Well,
but it is kind of cool. Like when you think about it, almost everybody has their favorite things. Like everybody could have a little page up there.
I don't mind telling people about stuff I like without
getting
a cut.
Right.
So that's not really necessary. But to have a page and to be a celebrity the way he's doing it. It is making an endorsement. That's an ad.
Yeah, he is, and he's clearly into, like, he's in the photo, the little cover photo. He's got, like, a fishing pole, and I'm seeing all this fall outdoor event stuff. Is like, by the way, of course, there's bow and arrows. Hello.
Yeah.
But like, binoculars, just a tent, sleeping bags, all kinds of outdoor stuff. And they say it's just a curated list of stuff that he likes. My guess is that, you know, if you're Jeremy Renner, you don't need to do this unless you are getting some kind of kickback. I don't know why you'd bother.
Right. Once again, I'd be interested, especially if you've put time and energy into researching products for your camping trips and you've come up with the stuff that works best. Why wouldn't I want to hear that from somebody? But if you're him and you're attaching your name to, I don't know, the Any Mountain brand name tent...
You know, this is so as I'm reading through the story, he's got his own celebrity store. This is the first I've ever heard of this, but there are other celebrities that have their own.
Well, 415 is saying, sounds like Jeremy Renner is doing an Oprah's favorite things type list. So I wonder if Oprah.
Oh, I wonder if there's an Oprah store.
All her favorite things, if she, you know, she puts out her list every year, if she's getting a kickback.
Is there a, like, can you go to the front page of Amazon? Is there like a, you know, celebrity curated list or something? Or, I mean, you know, Jessica Alba I'm seeing is on here with a list. And there's a few names on there. So I just wonder, and is it just her stuff or is it things that she likes? And, you know, if you click it from her page, then she gets a little kickback.
People magazine, you know, I go there many times a day to see stuff. But I have definitely clicked on stuff. They'll do articles, celebrities, favorite things. And then I'll click on it to see, oh, let me look at that dress. And they do say right on the page that People Magazine does get a cut from if I were to purchase that. They do get a cut.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're disclosing it at least.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to get there's monetary gain if you buy from this link.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link that says influencer picks.
Oh, there is.
But that's not necessarily celebrities.
It's not. I don't know any of the names.
Is that where the Jeremy Renner thing is, though?
It's not, but I figured has to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be something.
It's so
like that.
Sketchy because, you know, if Bear Grylls tells me this is the knife I go get lost in the woods with, then mm-hmm. I'm thinking I need that knife.
Right.
But if then I find out Bear Grylls is like, oh, it's the Bear Grylls brand.
Right.
Then you go, oh, so you're hawking crap that changes everything. Now you're doing an ad.
Well, I mean, my feeling is that's all ads. Anything that's happening on Amazon, like Jeremy Renner's not doing that out of the goodness of his heart. Oh, like here are my favorite things.
He's right on the front page here now, at the bottom.
Oh, he is.
Exclusive launch.
Oh, so you just scrolled down and there it is.
And those are the corduroy pants he likes.
Well, he sure does look relaxed and all countryfied.
Fishing gear.
Yeah, that's, well, look, I mean, if he's into that stuff and you wanted to use... You know, I guess anybody who's into anything, like if you're a surfer, Vinny, like maybe there's a certain wax that you like something. What, you know, people would want to know what that. You go, oh, go to Amazon. I have a whole little curated page,
but
and I will get some money for that.
I don't like it. I don't mind telling people. Yes, I have wasted a lot of money. Not wasted, but spent a lot of money on different surfboards. I know what a lot of them
do.
So there's
to try to figure it out.
Information I could share with you that would be useful. That right. said, for me to be like pinching off my fans or people I know to get a 3 cent kick, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I don't know why he's doing it.
It must be more than 3 cents. My guess is it's worth his while.
Mm.
You know?
530 says anyone can have that Amazon page. Sarah could do it for Slappy Stuff. There is a kickback if people buy from your page.
Oh. Well, this is the first I'd ever heard of it. And I thought, it's not a bad idea if you were following someone who was a big, like not necessarily Jeremy Renner, although, you know, those awesome bows and arrows, they seem magic. But someone that you were interested in there, like Oprah, you know, that's a good example. She always does those favorite things lists. But you know those are all just paid.
Well, you know the Kardashians have that, right?
I'm sure they do. Click this link.
You know,
embrace it.
Like,
it's amazing.
For Renner, I feel like, dude, you're made. You got all the money. Do you really need to be pulling in?
Look, if he's an enthusiast about this outdoor stuff and that's his thing. I guess he had an app and it got trampled over by hackers.
It's a hip thing to do.
Sure, I guess so.
One of his items is an archery target. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Yeah, so there's a...
Of course he's got archery crap.
Shows bows and arrows. And
lots of good shots of him. Yeah. That didn't take just a little bit of time. He put that together. Anywho, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
The ghost ship verdicts are in. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That's a brand new song from John Mayer. We were the first station to play it last night at 9 o'clock. First station in America, play the brand new John Mayer. And there it is. There's actually a video out for it, too. And it's supposed to be, you know, kind of a cute, casual, behind-the-scenes look at his recording process, and he's loving up a dog in it. You know, that's adorable. So brand new John Mayer on Alice. It's called Carry Me Away.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience the Planet Home event this September 13th through the 15th, featuring live music, interactive exhibits, local food and beverage program, all to solve for the planet's future. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the ghost ship verdicts, which came in yesterday. On December 2nd, 2016, 36 people attending a party at the ghost ship warehouse in Oakland perished in a devastating fire, and nearly 3 years later, on Thursday, the two men charged with involuntary manslaughter for the event, Derek Almina and Max Harris, walked into the courtroom yesterday to hear their fate. Harris was acquitted on 36 charges. Almina, the guy we know to be the one who'd been running the venue, was met with a hung jury.
So they couldn't decide on him.
It was declared a mistrial. So, if you don't know what acquitted means, it means free from criminal charges.
Right. Found not guilty.
Right. So Max Harris is off, and Derek Almina remains to be seen whether they'll retry him.
Right. Because they won't necessarily. I mean, my guess is they probably will try that again.
Hard to say.
But they don't have to.
Depending on what it costs.
Right.
Depending on the likelihood that maybe with a more focused presentation.
Right. Well, I'm sure they learned a lot from this trial.
They might be able to get their desired outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But DAs always have to look at the money that it takes to do a second trial before they can consider that. I found this interesting because Roberta Gonzalez, former KPIX weather anchor, and now with Roe GoPro.
Oh, Roe GoPro.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, I believe it is. I saw her Instagram as well.
How can there be a mistrial? She writes. Can't people make decisions anymore? Anyway, the problem with this is there are loved ones attached to all of the dead here who are shocked by this outcome and hurt by the outcome. And the lawyers for the two defendants spoke, saying some of the blame should be placed on the owners of the building as well as the city of Oakland and the county of Alameda for their handling of inspections and other issues prior to the fire. Basically saying the two men who were running the building aren't to blame. Someone from a higher position should have kept them from being able to do this in the first place.
Save them from themselves.
So there's that, everybody.
That's bad news.
Basically, the jury said we're hopelessly deadlocked. And you don't want someone to say guilty if they don't believe that someone is.
Right.
So
that's why the system allows for this.
Right.
You have to come to a unanimous opinion.
Speaking of another, and I'm just going to quickly give you the latest from another fire. The crew of the scuba diving boat that sank off the coast of Southern California made several attempts to rescue the 34 people that were trapped below the decks by fire. And that's something that, again, when we first reported the story, the way it was written was very difficult to understand.
How does the whole crew survive and the 34 passengers don't?
Right. And I even mentioned at the time, like, I thought this captain stays with the ship. I wasn't necessarily meaning the captain should have stayed with the ship, but it did seem like weird that they jumped off to safety. And later stories also carried that same tone. And now we're hearing from the crew. And of course, they would have tried to save the people.
Right.
I have also heard that there was a...
We could hope so, Jesus.
Of course they did. I'm not saying that they didn't, but it's weird that they survived. I don't know the way a boat is set up.
Right.
I've been on boats. I go in the ocean regularly, but that doesn't mean I understand scuba diving trips.
Right.
So I don't understand how that was set up, but apparently the crew is saying, we tried. We couldn't get the intense flames... drove us back, and we could not get to them.
How did it start? Is there any info?
Oh,
on that?
So that was so there was. I actually heard it on our sister station, KCBS, not the game.
They weren't talking about it.
No, they're talking about Antonio Brown.
Of course,
sure,
they are.
Right.
Anyway, they said something about a charging station. There were spots on the boat where everyone was charging all their stuffs.
Oh, that's,
phones.
I was wondering. I saw the headline. Electronics could be the cause.
Boy, but we need all our stuff charged, don't we?
Well, yeah, but that was still speculation too. So I don't know, and I don't know, and I as I've read many stories about this, and don't know what kind of sprinkler system a ship this size has, that's an interesting point too. Like, should it have a working sprinkler system?
Seems like it should if it's carrying that amount of passengers on a regular basis.
Well, one of the things I read early on was from another, I don't even think this person was a captain of, it was from a captain from another boat or ship. And he was saying, this is the first time this has ever happened. These trips happen regularly, all the time. And we've never had an accident of this size.
Right.
So this is a fairly safe adventure to go on in terms of tragedies.
Right.
As tragedies go, they don't happen with regularity. So I thought, oh, well, that's a pretty good point.
Is that just a maintenance issue on the electrical system?
I don't know.
Possibly,
I mean, we'll see. I'm sure they're going to get to the bottom of it. I know that they're in the process right now of dealing with, it's not rescue, it's
recovery. Yeah.
They're in the process of that now.
Because you were saying that the ship's just on the bottom of the ocean.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's...
thing burned up.
Our assistant board op, Nicole, said her friend's family were aboard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of locals that know people or related to... It's a very local story.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's a terrible tragedy.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, that'll cheer me up, Vin. I love those.
Almost 99.9% of the mass in our solar system is?
The sun.
The sun.
You give her $5.
$5, please.
I wasn't asking you to answer that.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't.
Listen, it wasn't a game. You're right. I don't get any $5. Keep that in mind next time you answer a question. Right?
No, I will not. I'm going to ask every time. I could walk out of here with lunch some days.
I don't know where you're getting lunch from, but...
For $5?
I know.
McDonald's?
AIDS.
Oh.
Was originally called GRID.
GRID?
Which stood for Gay-Related Immune Deficiency.
Oh, boy.
The CDC realized the term was wrong since heterosexual people were getting it, too, and they changed the name to AIDS in September of 1982.
From GRID to AIDS.
Mm-hmm. And I remember doing a paper in college on AIDS, and I don't ever remember having heard in my researches the term GRID.
That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, here's a science story for
science!
You.
Da-da-da-da. I love science. Tell me all about it.
NASA announced they're going to crash a refrigerator-sized spacecraft into an asteroid to deflect it.
Oh.
It's a test. They want to know how feasible it is to play space billiards. In case, well, not real.
Sure.
They didn't. That's,
no, but
I
that's,
threw that part in.
I like
it's
that.
It's not space billiards.
But it basically is.
But, you know.
Can they deflect a hurtling object?
In case we ever need to change the path of one that's on collision course with Earth, they want to find out if they could possibly deflect it without scratching.
Nice.
It's like that movie, Armageddon.
Yep. There's been a few where there's a giant piece of rock hurtling toward us. Hurtling.
You always, though, got to think about the thing you've shot up there that's going to set the,
sure.
make the deflection. You're like, oh, look at that. And then you go, ow, scratch.
We hit the moon.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with right?
Shoot.
Or the thing comes right back at us.
Right, sure.
Great.
Oh, great direct hit. Here it comes. Now we got two things coming right at us. I mean, it seems like it makes sense. It seems like you should, I mean, things are weightless in space. It seems like you should be able to easily deflect them.
Well, we'll see.
We will. Da-da-da.
A new survey had 3,000 people rank the most annoying weights they have to deal with. And number one, is that GD metering light you're sitting
metering.
In, right? It's traffic. It's sitting in traffic.
Sitting in traffic
is the most annoying thing we wait for. DMV's on the list at 3. I was going to go in. I'm canceling, I think, to go and get that new license.
The clear?
Oh. Why are you going to cancel?
No, just the new D. Go to the DMV
the new ID,
and get
right?
the new ID. But I don't,
that's
I don't
what it's
have
called.
To have it.
What's the name of that thing? There is a name for it.
For some reason, I have clear in
my
head, but I guess.
I thought it was called the Real ID.
Real ID, yep.
Is that just what it's called?
Yep.
tell me, Vinny, because I'm in that process right now.
Oh, well, I'm going to cancel it, I think. I just don't want to go deal. I feel like I've...
You got to go get it, though.
It's really, though...
You're going to need it next year, right?
Yeah, unless you have a passport.
You don't really need it, though, unless if you have a passport.
If you have a passport, you don't need it, but you're going to need it to fly pretty soon.
Yeah.
When is it? Is it October of this year?
No, next year.
Next year.
October of 2020.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll... But for now, you can still fly with your regular
No,
license.
Even then, you can fly with your passport, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you don't... That's what the DMV lady so was telling me. She was like, don't even worry about it. I'm like... Okay.
I just got to check and see if my passport's going to be good next year.
Yeah. Mm. Well, when did you get it? It's a 10-year thing. Actually, if you got it for Nicaragua, it's good for a couple more years.
So that's,
10 years
we'll
goes
have
fast.
We'll have to see. I'll have to look.
And your kids will need it. Well, will they? Will kids need an ID? They won't.
When Probably I travel not. With my kid, they don't look at her ID.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
She has a passport.
Did you guys hear about that lady that was taking a baby from, I think, the Philippines?
Yes, I did.
No, what happened?
You didn't hear this? So this is a lady from, I think, Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have this story. I wasn't planning this. But it was one of those, as we were talking about traveling with kids. This lady had, and I don't know how she got the baby, but she had gone to, is it the Philippines?
It is.
She'd gone to the Philippines, gotten this baby.
Somehow just procured a baby.
Well, I think
stole it.
I think she dealt with someone online first, made an arrangement to come get the baby, probably for a fee, picked the baby up, had the baby in a carry-on bag.
Mm-hmm. In a bag?
In a bag, had made it to the point where she was at the metal
just
detector.
Just before boarding.
There's
oh my
a
God.
Video of her putting the bag on the top of the counter right before it's about to go through the metal detector, and she takes a baby, a human being, out of this bag that then goes through, and then she walks through the detector. I don't know what made them stop her, I guess.
Maybe taking the baby out of the bag was the thing?
I don't know if they saw they Jesus. Must have seen it, but, you know, so there were no papers on this child. This woman had no papers. So she wasn't able to say, this is my kid. Mm. So they, of course, stopped her, and she's facing major...
human trafficking charges.
Right.
She's an American woman flying out of the Philippines, 6-day-old baby.
6 days old?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
Oh, that's the lady right there.
Here's some footage.
I can't really see
yeah,
it.
It's very,
describe it
very
to me,
dark.
Please.
Well, it's her pulling... I just did.
Yeah.
Is her pulling the baby out of the bag and then going through the metal detector herself, carrying the baby, but
they're saying the investigation that this woman, last name Talbot, presented an affidavit at the airport, allegedly from the baby's mother, giving consent for the baby to travel to the U.S., but it had not been signed by the mother.
Mm.
The baby's now at the social welfare department.
And this woman's been arrested and facing 20 years, right?
Sheesh.
So anyway, back to traveling with your kids. I thought we had to have a birth certificate or something weird to prove the child's ours, but it's never been a major issue.
I don't really ever recall that, but probably, right?
I mean,
I'll make the travel
kid doesn't have a license.
No. They, you know, even one of my kids still doesn't have a license. He just uses his passport to travel.
Right. Well, back to the things we wait for. Sitting in traffic is the most annoying. Being stuck on hold with customer service.
Oh, yeah. That does suck. You just have to decide I've got 2 hours to spend chasing whatever it is down. Oh.
It's the worst. I have on my credit card anything over $500, I have to call them and approve it. Mm-hmm. Or they just deny the charge.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to buy something, I have to call them and say, I'm about to buy something at, and it's this amount, and I need you to approve that. But going through their little phone tree.
Mm-hmm. Right, to get to the point where you're saying, approve this.
Representative, please. Representative. And they've got it set up so that you keep getting pushed back to a, but would you like to just do this more easily through our representative? Representative. Because I want to talk to a live person.
Right.
I know I don't want to punch in numbers.
Right.
Don't want to talk to your, no.
Can you approve a purchase? Do you have to wind up talking to someone in order to do that?
Because I have to tell them where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be inside the location or is it online?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the amount that I plan to charge for it to get approved? Otherwise,
right.
It'll just get shot back. which is no good.
Well, you know what, though? You're not going to get your credit card jacked.
Well, that's why, I go through it.
At least for not over $500.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah is thinking about the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Outer Banks, yeah.
The Outer Banks is the string of islands or whatever.
Well, actually, there's this whole waterway that runs the whole East Coast. There's from down in southern Florida all the way up. And there's a channel in between, and then there's these Outer Banks. I guess the Outer Banks is what they're specifically called there, but it's the intracoastal waterway or something.
As a domestic violence survivor, it's very difficult to watch the very abusive relationship between Mickey and Holly. Oh. Frankly, I think what's been being aired over the past 4 to 5 weeks has been super edited to not show that bleep on national TV. He is a POS, and his behavior is classic of a habitual abuser.
He's awful. And Maria, I think it was, she's the girl in Napa that gives us an update every day after mm-hmm. Big Brother. I think it was her saying that some of that argument stuff is heavily edited. Like, that went on for so long, and there was just so much crap that happened in it.
His relationship with Holly is not his first rodeo, for sure.
Yeah, he's
It makes
sad.
Me want to cry and reach into my TV and grab Holly and run.
I know. Oh, I just want her to stand up and go, yeah, I'm feeling better today because I'm totally over you. And stand up and walk out of the room. Oi. Eh. Just, you know that song, that Kelsey Ballerini song where she's like, I miss me more? When you start, you know, have you ever done that? You sort of get out of a relationship, you're like, oh my God. Man, look at the hoops I was jumping through for that guy.
Who am I?
Who the hell, who was that? That's not me.
Did you watch last night?
Yeah, I did. Did you watch this morning?
I did. Mm. I had to fast forward through a lot of it, which is a bummer because I barely watch any good shows. I'm watching right. this thinking, man, it's my show, but I'm running out of time.
Yeah, they zip through. You know, it's disappointing because there are certain people in there that I want gone, Mickey. And that dude's going to win.
Well, you know what's interesting about, spoiler alert, you know what's interesting about who won and who got put up?
Yes.
Is that the lady who did the nominations must trust him more than she trusts Mickey more than she trusts Christy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got to deal with him, and she's, you know, and I hate to say this, but she's a person who she has said, I have no friends. I'm a loner in my life. I'm an awkward loner person. And so here she finds herself in this, you know, accepted by this group of cool kids, and she's all in.
Yeah, I just felt
he's
like
playing that.
That was an interesting tell because she could have just as easily put him up
well,
and been like, you know what?
All Christy had to say was, you put me and Tommy up, they win the game. That's what happens here, Nicole. So do you want to win the game? You want to have a shot at winning this game? Or do you want to just hand it to them? Because that's what's going to happen.
Well,
and I would have also said, you need to show the jury that you made big moves. Not just that you won one competition the whole season. You need to make a big move. And this is your one and only chance.
And
this is
didn't.
It. Well, no, she didn't. She just went, oh, you're putting me up? Oh, well, congratulations. I love you. I'm like, oh, my God, make a freaking argument, please. Or
well,
don't.
It was
or
all
don't. Who
that
cares?
All moved very fast.
It did. Still, have it worked out in your head what could happen beforehand. It seems like all they have is time to think all day. Okay, that's it for Big Brother talk, everyone. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, new music.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.